Today is August 2nd, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. For Music Bits today, Ruben Studdard, the American Idol winner of Season 2, is releasing his third album this September. The title of the album will be The Return. I read on Billboard.com that Ruben Studdard named the album that to be symbolic of his return to R&B after his gospel album 2 years ago, I Need an Angel. It's also a shortened version of the future single called The Return of the Velvet Teddy Bear. Now, Ruben has been overshadowed by Clay Aiken constantly in the advertising department. I research American Idol all the time, and I didn't even know that Ruben released a second album. Oh my goodness, I just feel so bad. I did some research on it, and it only sold 90,000 in its first week. It's been out for 2 years, and it's just gone platinum in this past year once, and that's it. His first album did so much better, 400,000 copies in the first week, and it went platinum immediately. Oh, good advertising can make all the difference in someone's career. But he deserves to have long-lasting success. He's an American Idol, not a one-hit wonder. So, go support Ruben if you are a fan. I'm actually not. I love Ruben. He's a wonderful musician. He's got an amazingly rich voice. I just don't like his genre of music. I voted for Clay that night. But don't let that stop you from enjoying a great new album from the American Idol. You can hit the stores on September 26th. For Gigabits today, I competed in the local level of the Colgate Country Showdown. I went in there mainly for a learning experience. I didn't expect to win because, first of all, I hadn't heard anything about it prior to 4 days before competing, and second of all, I was up against adults who completely knew their craft and were probably like twice as better than I could ever be in my whole life. So I was really just doing it for experience and bumping shoulders with real musicians, but I performed the best I could possibly ever perform my whole life on my first song. And that was the soundcheck song, and it didn't even count. I'm kicking myself for the order I put my songs in. Because one of the judges told me afterwards that my first song was one of the best, if not the best, performance of the whole night. And it didn't even count towards me moving on. And because I worked so hard on that first song, I completely wiped myself out. And by the time I got to the second song, one more time, it's a ballad. And I had no breath left to sing it well. I am so embarrassed. Oh my goodness. That's why I didn't do a podcast last week. It was supposed to be that performance. I was supposed to put it on, but it was just so bad. You're not listening to it ever. No, I'm sorry. But I learned I need to prepare better and I need to figure out that, oh, this song is a little too fast paced to sing before this slow song and I'm going to have zero breath left. And I had the heart problem back in February, and I don't have the endurance to do that. No, I do not. And I'm not going to make that mistake again. And the whole reason why I did this is to learn, and I learned you need to sing the slow songs first. But two of the judges said some very nice things to me. I was surprised that they told me that they thought that I should have been in the top four. I thought that was very nice of them. I don't agree, but that was very sweet of them to say that, and they said some good things that lifted my self-esteem. The cowboy judge said to keep on singing, and if I had participated in the competition the week before, then I definitely would have made it into the top four, which is really nice, and there were definitely things that I could improve on, and I don't think for a minute that I should have won, but the nice things that those two judges said to me really made my day, and they made the whole thing really worth it. The people that did win, one of them I thought was definitely a winner. She was fantastic. She was 17 years old, and she had a voice of an angel. She had great control, and I was just really jealous of her. The other girl that won, she had a very classical sound. She was excellent. I don't think she's exactly a country singer, but she had really nice control over her voice too, so she made it through, and I can appreciate that she won because she had fantastic vocal ability. But the other two people that won, I didn't agree. I went in there expecting to be beaten by amazing musicians, and I wasn't. These two girls got in, and they were Gretchen Wilson karaoke wannabe queens, and they beat out this amazing musician who played the guitar, and he sang, and he wrote his own songs. He was great, and he didn't even place, and these two girls won. And, you know, I don't like Gretchen Wilson very much, but she can sing on tune, and these girls can shout. There's a big difference between a singer and a shouter, and they're going to ruin their voices, and they just weren't the best people in the competition. I was surprised that they moved on, that instead of that other musician, because he was fantastic and he deserved to move on. I feel really bad that he didn't, because he traveled especially to compete in this and he didn't move on. I could tell he was really disappointed with the judging. But I suppose it all depends on what a judge wants, because you never know what a judge wants. Everybody has their own opinions of what they like and what they don't like. Just like me, I like country, I hate rap, and maybe you love rap and you think that I'm crazy that I don't like 50 Cent or all those people, but everybody has their own opinions and something strikes their fancy. And maybe the judges absolutely love Gretchen Wilson, and these people sang the Gretchen Wilson songs, they're like, oh, they're going through. And you know, it really all depends on what the judge likes, and you can't expect for everyone to like what you do. I mean, two out of the three judges told me that they were surprised that I didn't move on. And the third judge, well, it's obvious that she didn't think that I should be in the top four. Now, neither do I, but I talked to her afterwards, and she said something totally crazy to me. Oh my goodness, I thought she was off her rocker when she said this. She said that there is a wall that you are not supposed to break. You should never come out into the audience because that brings you onto the same level as the audience. And I don't think she meant height-wise. There was not a doubt in my mind that she meant class. I thought that was so crazy. I told my performance instructor about it. And she was like, oh my heck. She said, what? It's so crazy because every musician that I adore, or all the performers that I love, they always come out into the audience. Watch American Idol. The best performances are when they break that wall and they come in and they give the people the best performance they've ever seen of their life. Those performances are so much more fun, and they're just the people who can come out into the audience really shine against the people who don't. And she told me that that's something that you should never ever do. I totally disagree with her. But she definitely marked me down vocally where I needed to be marked down. I was terrible. My goodness. But I just disagree with her on that point. And maybe she's in love with Gretchen Wilson. You never know what a judge wants. And she probably hated coming out into the audience. She never does that. So, because I do that, maybe that's something that offends her. It's just really hard to do a competition and expect to win because every judge has their own opinion. And I learned in November in the idol competition that I competed in that the judges were all very against the way that I would dance on the stage. And I don't know where they came up with I was dancing like Christina Aguilera, but they called me sex kitten, all those things. And that really affected me. I was really, really degraded by what they said to me, and my self-confidence was down, and I had a hard time building up back to the point where I was, because I would check what I was doing so I didn't seem like inappropriate in any way, shape, or form, even though I never was. I would just really, really second guess myself. And I learned from then that I can't let what one person thinks affect me, because that's just their opinion, and if I don't agree with it, then I need to take it for what it's worth and then move on with my life. And this female judge, she was correct to not put me very high on the vocal thing, because they're supposed to judge me on the second song, not the first song, and I was not very good on the second song at all. But what I took away from this experience is that I never know what a judge is looking for, and I absolutely have to prepare, and so that way I can do the best that I possibly can every time, and so that way I know that I did my best, and if they didn't like it, then that's their opinion, and I don't have to think any less of myself because of it. I have an open mic segment. Alex sent me an audio.
Hi, Bryn. This is Alex from California. I really like your show, and I look forward to it every week. I have an open mic question for you. What are your favorite podcasts that you listen to and enjoy? Thanks for a great show. Bye.
Well, Alex, some of the podcasts that I like to listen to include 5 Minutes with Wichita, Nashville Nobody Knows, I like to listen to the Chillcast with Angie B. I listen to your podcast, the Piano Man podcast. I really liked the violins, the electric violins that you linked to. I left a comment on your site. I especially like the Hades model. They're really designed well, and I listen to them, and the quality of the sound is wonderful too. That's awesome that you found those. So I like your podcast. I listen to the Shuby Show sometimes, and I also listen to Commoner's View of the World by Michael Fogelman sometimes when I was in the Teen Podcasters Network. Thanks for that that question. I haven't really thought about all the podcasts that I listen to. Thank you for that audio segment. And for the rest of you, if you don't know how to send me an audio, you can go to my website, bitsofbrin.com, that's BITZOFBRIN, and you can click on the audio link on the upper right-hand corner. You just click on it, and then you can just record your question. It'll take you right to the webpage, and then you can send it to bitsofbrin@gmail.com, or you can visit my MySpace page, myspace.com/bitsofbrin, and there's an audio link on the bottom of that. For American Idol update, this upcoming Tuesday, August 8th, will be the first auditions for Season 6 of American Idol. They'll take place at the Pasadena Rose Bowl in Los Angeles, California. There's a new rule this year. Each contestant is only allowed to bring in one friend or family member. I suppose this rule is to prevent entire dynasties from filling the venue to support one contestant. But if you're interested in auditioning, you can visit idolonfox.com for more information. I hope this season is better than the last one. I was really upset with how the judges would unfairly say negative things about the girls and say falsely positive things about the boys in order to get a boy to win, because the boys were not all that good compared to the female contestants. I'm not saying that just because I'm a girl. I can appreciate good talent when I see it. Clay Aiken was amazing, but there just haven't been as many show-stopping guys that really deserve to win. And because there's only been one male winner, I suppose they were desperate for another male to win, so that way it didn't look like they were favoring females, but then they ended up being really, really unfair to the female contestants. Catherine McPhee is a perfect example how Simon would say all these terribly rude things, which weren't even true, and then the next day he would apologize right before the producers are hoping that another girl would be kicked off, even though she did a good job. It just drove me crazy about how unfair everything was. You know, if a guy's gonna win, then let him be the best contestant in the whole competition. But if he's not, then it's important to be fair. But I guess that's just reality television for you. Hopefully, because they've had their male winner, they'll be a little more fair to both genders this year. For the song of the week this week, I'm going to play for you a 45-minute set that I performed on the 27th of July. I was getting over a sore throat, and so my voice broke a couple of times, but I tried very hard to give the best performance that I possibly could. There were only about 15 people in the audience at a time, but I didn't let that get me down because I know that there are 100 people listening to that performance on this podcast. I hope that you enjoy it.
Could Not Ask for More by Sarah Evans. I love this song. I love the lyrics of this song. Diane Warren wrote this song. She's one of my favorite songwriters. And I just really love how this song, you can just really think about someone when you sing it. And so I'm gonna sing one of my favorite songs of hers called Where Would You Be?
Sometimes I think you're weird. I would just disappear if I got here alone. Have you felt this way long? Are you already gone? Do you feel lonely when you're here by my side? Does the sound of freedom echo in your mind? Do you wish you were by yourself, or that I was someone else?
It's originally by Keith Whitley, but I'm gonna sing the Allison Krauss Moon Station version. That's one of my favorite bands. They're amazing musicians, Dan Tominski, Allison Krauss, all of them are just great, and I love their instrument ability and definitely their music ability, and they've made this song beautiful, and so I'm gonna sing it for you guys today.
With the
not saying no word, you can let the dark try his own way.
Yesterday, the altar stacked with paper.
Shania Twain. She's one of my favorite artists. She's really fun to listen to, and she's a great performer. And she's an amazing songwriter. Her and her husband write and produce all of their songs. This one is called Forever and For Always. It's off her latest album, Up, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood, she was the winner of season 4. This was her first hit. I think it went 4 times platinum. She's an amazing singer, and she's a great country artist too. And I love this song, it really speaks to me, and I really love the feeling that was written in the lyrics. Hillary Lindsay's really inspired, and so I'm gonna sing this song for you. First time I heard it, it's just a really beautiful song, and it just really touches my heart, and I hope it'll touch yours too.
She's holding back.
called Love Gets Me Every Time. It's another Shania Twain favorite of mine. I love how cute the lyrics are in this one. Some of us can, you know, we pretend that, oh, we're never gonna love again, but then we just happen to do it every single time. Let's go.
This is the first one I ever heard of hers.
put it in our kitchen about 1,000 times in a row after we heard it because it was so awesome.
I don't pick up the mail. I don't pick up the phone. I don't answer the door. I just soon be alone. I don't keep this place up.
Called One More Time. This is a song that I wrote. I wrote it about someone that I used to know. I wrote it last January. And I just, if you've ever had someone that you really loved a lot and you wanted to spend one more moment with, this song is for you. I'll be alright. more of me. I have some business cards on the stage. I do a weekly podcast. If you don't know what a podcast is, it's basically a radio show on the internet that you can subscribe to using iTunes or a podcatcher. They've really taken off in the past year, and you can check mine out. It's bitsofbrin.com. That's B-I-T-Z-O-F-B-R-I-N. Thank you for listening to me.
So, how do you think it did?
Well, I could have done better, but I had fun.
You look like you had fun. So, was your voice giving you trouble?
Yeah, it was.
What was happening?
Well, I've been kind of sick this weekend, so I've had a hard time hitting the higher notes. Harder time than I usually do, and so I kind of broke a couple of times. But I'm a country singer, so country singers are supposed to break, so hopefully nobody noticed.
They notice now.
What?
They notice now. Well, good work.
Thank you.
Good job.